Mustafa.
Yeah, Mustafa.
You go ahead. Yeah.
What? You really hold an aflamet chesam a basis. Last Gemara we had was that the Shimon ben Yochai shita was that there are three mitzvahs we had when we first came into Eretz Yisrael, which was Chodosh, which was Klaya Kerem, and which was Orla. And he learns that all three of them apply, they apply Bein Boretz, Bein Mechutz Laretz. And his Zikalimit is from Chodosh, that he holds Chodosh applies even in Chutz Laretz. And therefore, he made a kal b'chayma that the Issa Orla and the Issa Klai Kerem should also apply in Chutz Laretz. Bein Boretz, Bein Mechutz Laretz. That was Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Then last one, Reb Elazar ben Reb Shimon said that he says now that kol mitzvah shenitzavu Yisrael kodim k'nisos in Laretz, any mitzvah Klai Yisrael had before they came into Eretz Yisrael is neheges Bein Boretz, Bein Mechutz Laretz. Such mitzvahs that were achoves haguf that apply upon the person himself, so since it applied even before they came into Eretz Yisrael, those mitzvahs apply even a Chutz Laretz also. But liacha k'nisos in Laretz, but mitzvahs that only first started after they came into Eretz Yisrael, then the lacha is einu neheges ela boretz, they only apply in Eretz Yisrael itself. So Reb Shimon ben Elazar is arguing. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon is arguing and saying no, that Chodesh and Klaya Kerem and Arla, they only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Since these mitzvahs were only given after they come into Eretz Yisrael, they only apply when they come into Eretz Yisrael, only in Eretz Yisrael itself. And not outside Eretz Yisrael. Chutz, what is it excluding? Chutz min hashmotas ksofim, the fact that if you lend somebody money, so the question is, can you ask for it back after Shemitah? So that's a loch of Shemotas Ksofim. That at the end of Shemitah, it stops all the chayvos. So Malva has no more right to collect his loan anymore. So that applies even to Chutz Laretz also. That's what Reb Elazar also agrees. That Reb Elazar Reb Shimon also agrees that Hashemotas Ksofim applies in Chutz Laretz. Vishiluach Avodim. The same thing when you send home your Eved that goes out free. By Yovel, also it applies even to Chutz Laretz. If you own an Eved outside Eretz Yisrael, also he goes out free by Yovel. Even though these two mitzvahs of Hashemotas Ksofim and Shiluach Avodim, that an Eved goes out free by Yovel, the mitzvah was first given after they came into Eretz Yisrael. Still, these two mitzvahs he holds that apply in the Heges, Bein Boretz, Bein Chutz Laretz. They apply in both places, both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. But all other mitzvahs he argues and says no, that Orla, Klai Kerem, and Chodosh only applies in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Chutz Laretz. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Hashmotas Ksofim, Chayvas Agufi, like what's the Chiddush, Pshita? Hashmotas Ksofim means if you lend somebody money, so the Torah says by the end of Shemitah you can't collect it anymore. The Malva is not allowed to go collect his money. So that has nothing to do with Karka. That's a Chayvas Aguf, that's upon the person himself. So Pshitah applies even in Chutz Laretz also. So Mara says, no, Chiddush is like this. L'nitzchoy, know what we need it for? Elu l'kiratanya, like we learned. The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Yoim, Rabbi says, the Pasuk says, V'zeh Dvar HaShemitah Shomut. Says, this is the Lochas of Shemitah, and then it says a second time, Shomut. So he holds, V'shtei Shemitah Sakosu Medaber. This Pasuk is talking about two different types, two Halochas of Shemitah. What are the two Halochas of Shemitah? Acha Shemitah's Karka. One is talking about the Loch of Shemitah's Karka, that Karka also goes back by Yovel. V'yachash Shemitah's Ksofim. And Shemitah's Ksofim means that you can't collect your money anymore. At the end of Shemitah, you can't collect your money. So these are the two different halachas of Shemitah. Whether the halacha of Yovel, Shemitah's Karka means if you sold Karka. So by the end of Yovel, the Karka comes back to you. It's Shomut that goes away from the owner, for the one that bought it. That's the same thing with the money also. So Rebbe Darshan is like this. Bisman Shato Mishamat Karko, Bisman Winoying the Mitzvah Alocha of Shmotas Karko, that Karko goes back to the owner, is Ato Mishamat Ksofim. Then you have the Alocha of Ksofim that at the end of Yovel, you can't collect your money anymore. But Bisman Shi Ato Mishamat Karko, but like Bisman Azir, that there's no more Alocha of Yovel, there's no more Ashmotas Karko. If so, Iato Mishamat Ksofim, there's no Alocha of Ksofim either. That's what Rebbe holds. That Bizman, there's no more Beis HaMikdash, Bizman Azir, there's no more Alocha Midirais of Ashmotas Ksofim. So Rashi says, Mishamat Kaka, going by Midbol, Liach Eshagolu. He was man, Shein Atom Mishamat, when there's no more Ashmotas Karka, that means when the Kali Yisrael was in the Midbar, or else after they went out of Eretz Yisrael, that the Ashmotas Karka, that only applies, Yovel was only Noig, when they were in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, just like Ashmotas Karka doesn't apply in Chutz Loretz, I mean after the Klai Yisrael had Golos, after the Churban of Beis HaMikdash, the same thing, the Mitzvah of Ashmotas Ksofim does not apply after the Churban of Beis HaMikdash. Then V'yem, I would have thought to say that maybe B'mokum Sh'ata Mishamet Karko Ata Mishamet Ksofim. In other words, according to Rebbe, that Rebbe says this Pasuk V'zeh Devar HaShmita Shomut, that it talks about Shtei Shmitois, that means one Shmita has to do with the other one. The Shmita's Karka and the Shmita's Ksofim. That if you sold your property in Eretz Yisrael, that it comes back to you by Yovel, or else if you lend somebody money, the halacha that you can't collect it after Shemitah, one learns out from the other. So therefore I would have thought to say also, V'yem, I should say, maybe, that B'mokim Sh'ata Mishamat Karka, when the halacha of Shemitah's Karka applies, even B'zman they had the Beis HaMikdash, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael itself. If you sold your Stei Achuzah in Eretz Yisrael, then the person has the right to buy it and keep it, but only until Yovel. When it comes Yovel, it automatically goes back to the original owner. So that halacha of Shemotas Karka only applies in Eretz Yisrael itself. So I would have thought to say, in the same thing, Atah Mishamat Ksofim, that the halacha of Ksofim that you can't collect your chayiv also only applies in Eretz Yisrael. But maybe Uvamokam Shein Atah Mishamat Karka, but in Chutz Loretz, even as the man they had the Beis Migdish, there's no halacha of Shemotas Karka, that the karka you sell outside Eretz Yisrael does not come back to you. There's no halacha that comes back by Yovel. That's only a special halacha in Eretz Yisrael itself. So maybe I would have thought to say, Ein Ato Mishamat Ksofim. Maybe the halacha of Shemitas Ksofim does not apply in Chutz Loretz, even the Zman they had the Beis HaMikdash. But maybe a loan that took place outside Eretz Yisrael, maybe you still have the right to collect it even after Yovel. Talmud Leima, this we say no. The Pasuk says, Ki kora shmita l'Hashem mikol makom, that the loch of shmita applies all over. That's what Rabbi Lezer is telling us, that the loch of shmita's ksofim, don't think to say that according to Rebbe, we should learn it out from shmita's karka, to say it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, but no, rather the loch of shmita's ksofim, if you lend somebody money even outside Eretz Yisrael, you cannot collect it anymore after shmita. It applies even to Chutz Loretz. That's when his last pasuk of Kikora Shemit Hashem Mikomakim. So that's the chiddush of Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Lozat has to teach us that this mitzvah of Shemitas Ksofim applies even to Chutz Loretz. And then the second halacha he said was Shiluach Avodim. That the halacha is by Yovel, your Avodim go out free, and Eved Ivri goes out free by Yovel. So Maris Akasha, Chayva Sagufi. Of course, like why not? If you own an Eved Ivri in Chutz Loretz, of course it goes out free by Yovel. Like, why not? It's not a mitzvah in the karka to say that it should only apply in Eretz Yisrael. There's svara that it should apply any place. So what do you have to teach me that a shluach avodim applies in Chutz Loretz? Tomorrow says, yes, we need a chiddush. Because otherwise, talkot ayat ha-chaminich, I would have thought to say, hoya luksir, since the pasuk says, ukrosem d'ror boretz, you should proclaim that it should be free in the land, which means the avodim go out free. So I would have thought to say, the pasuk says boretz, in Eretz Yisrael, in. But the chutz loretz lay, maybe it does not apply in chutz loretz. Talmud loyma yovel hi mikomokam. That's why in the pasuk yovel hi, no, this halach of yovel, that the avodim go out free, applies any place, even in chutz loretz. Im kain, if so, ma talmud loyma boretz. What do I need the pasuk to say boretz? It doesn't apply only in Eretz Yisrael, it applies in chutz loretz. So a dashing like this, bisman shahadror noyig boretz, Bisman, there's a yovel that applies in Eretz Yisrael, noig mechutz l'aretz. Then there's a loch, even a chutz l'aretz of Yonah, never ivri, he goes out free by yovel. But what's going to be if ain't drawn noig b'aretz? Bisman, after the churban, that there's no more yovel that applies in Eretz Yisrael, and a noig mechutz l'aretz, it does not apply in chutz l'aretz either. In other words, it's totally in Eretz Yisrael. Bisman, there's no yovel in Eretz Yisrael, it stops in chutz l'aretz also. Tanan Hosim, we learned before, was really it's a mission in Orla that says Hachodesh Osa Minatara B'chomokim. This is a stam mission in Orla that says the Yitzchodesh applies B'chomokim, even a Chutzlos Midiraisa. And this is the way the Rambam Paskins and the Mechaba and Yerodeya Paskins like this, that the Yitzchodesh applies even a Chutzloritz and even Mishalakim. But really here in America also, Lamaisa should apply the Yitzchodesh. That means the new grains that grow before Pesach, before Tezayim and Nisan, it's also to eat. You should have to wait to eat it until after the second day of Pesach. So that's the Stam Mishnah Nola that says HaChodesh is also min HaTorah B'chomokim. Orla Halacha. That we have the Yisola here in America, it's only Halacha L'Mashim Sinai. V'Yaklayim, that is Nisa Klaya Kerem. You can't plant vegetables by the vines, by the grapes. That's only Medivrei Seferim. My halacha, what do you mean orla? The halacha, the first 3 years of the tree, you can't eat its fruit. That is halacha, what does that mean? Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hilchasa Medina. It's tam a minig, it's not halacha midiraisa, it's tam halacha, that's the way they're noig. Klai Yisrael was noig that even the chutzlarets, they do not eat from the first 3 years of its fruits. Ulam, Ula says, no, Omer Rav Yechon, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's not tam a drabonin, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That the Yisrael orla applies even the chutzlarets. Applies even bezman hazeh. Ula amar Rabbi Yechon halach l'mashim sinai. Halach l'mashim sinai. Omar lai ula Rabbi Yehuda. So Ula said to Rabbi Yehuda, Vishlei melididi, according to me, that I say it's halach l'mashim sinai. Do you mean halach l'mashim sinai? Hainu dishoni lon, bein sofak, olu la sofak klayim. That's why we'll soon see there's halach, there's a difference between a sofak of Orla and Chutzlorz, and a sofak of klayim. Because I hold all is halacha l'moshim sinai, and klayim is only medivrei seferim, therefore we're more machmir by orla than we are by klay kerim. Tishnah, we learned like this. Sofik orla b'oritz osa. In Eretz Yisrael, if you have a sofik, if these pears are from the third year or not, it's osa tidit. Tanisadi raisa, sofik yisadi raisa, it's osa. The Syria, let's say you have pears growing in Syria, which if we hold, it's a kibbush yochad, that David HaMelech made a kibbush, and midiraisa we hold loishim a kibbush, it's not really like Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, muta, we have a suffix, whether it's peris of oral or not, you're allowed to eat it. But chutzlorets, what about if you have fruits growing in chutzlorets, and you have a suffix, whether it's oral or not? The loch is like this, yored v'loikeach, you're allowed to go down to a field, and buy the fruits off a guy. Even though you know most probably the guy picked these fruits off the orla tree. But as long as you did not see yourself the guy go down to pick off the fruits off the tree, you're allowed to buy these fruits. We'll soon see that's a special, that's part of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, then chutzlorets, even in asafik it's muta. So Rashi says, Yared Yisrael, Yisrael could go down, for l'keich m'nodi k'chovim. Haloiket mi padish yesh banatias yelodis was kenis. Vizchol yoideya shunichna shom baloiket lakatchila. That even though you know the guy is going down to a field, that in that field there is orla and there's not orla, so even though it's a good doubt, maybe these fruits are from orla, but as long as you do not know for sure it's from orla, you're allowed to eat it. Like it says, Mavachla Yerenma, she says, Yisrael, Gashulaikit min orla. Providing the Jew does not see the way the guy picks off these fruits off the orla tree. That's what's muta. In other words, the chutzlaret, as long as you do not know for sure that it's orla, it's muta. Now, this is the halacha by orla. What about by klai kerim? Now, vilu gabe klayim tanam, not like this. Kerim hanotu yerek. If you have a vineyard that's growing vegetables next to it, so it's an issa klai kerim. The yerek nimka chutzloi. And the person is selling vegetables right outside. So it's a suffix whether these vegetables come from the Klai Kerim or not. So the locher is Bo'oretz Oser. Now it's Yitzchol, it's a suffix, Yisrael, Yeraisam, you're not allowed to eat such vegetables. Since it's a suffix, maybe these vegetables were grown in the vineyard, therefore it's also teeded in Eretz Yisrael. The Syria, if it happens, it's suffix in Syria, Mutter. When a suffix, it's Mutter. For chutzlorts, what about peris that are grown, fruits, vegetables that are grown outside of chutzlorts, means far away from Eretz Yisrael, then the locher is yorid v'loikid. You're allowed to go down and mamash watch the guy pick off the vegetables. Or bevad shelo yukot biyad, as long as you yourself don't do it. So you see here, it's a bigger kula. Even though you see the guy mamish going down to pick off the klaya kerim, still you're allowed to eat it, as long as you yourself do not do it. So the question is, why is there a difference between klayim and orla? So according to Rabbi Yechon, it's good. He holds orla is aloch l'mashim Sinai. That's why it's more strict than the aloch of klayim. But according to you, Rabbi Yudah, that both is only midrabbanan, why is there a difference? El didoch, but according